The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Sachtes Nedarim, Daf Lamer Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Lamer Aleph, Amar Aleph, after the last Mishnah on the Amud, starts off Amar Shmuel. Halakeach Kli Min Hu'uman Levakoi. Somebody who takes a kli from an uman to check it out if it's good. V'nenas biyodoi chayif. And then what happens is an oinus happens while he's examining it to see if he likes it. So the halacha is he's chayif. So the Gemara says Alma kasavar hanas lekechi. Vayis techois Shmuel, if he's going to say that he's chayif ba'unsin, held that every time somebody buys a chefetz, so we could look at it that there's a hanah to the moicher and there's a hanah to the lekeach. Shmuel understood that there's always all the hanah is to the lekeach. The buyer is always the one that gets all the hanah. The Ran explains that we're talking about over here, like the Gemara in Baba Basra says, that he was katz damel, meaning they already agreed on a price. So he came into a store, he bought the object, and they already agreed, lamazogin, that he could keep the chefetz for $100. And now, lamaisa, he takes it home to try it. So, zok the Gemara, we see from Shmuel that Shmuel held that the lekeach was the one who got all the hanah. And the Mela, he's chayav b'ainsin. Why is he chayav b'ainsin? Because there's a passion, the Torah of a shoyl. A shoyl, someone who borrows something from somebody else, is kol ano shaloi. The mashal has nothing from the fact that he lent his lawnmower to his next door neighbor. And a yois, the shoyl, is kol ano shaloi. So the halach is, he's chayav b'ainsin. The Mela explains the Gemara, explains the Ran, as chat in this Gemara, that the Gemara understood that the reason why Shmuel holds his chayav ba'onsin is because he has all the hana. The moicher has nothing from this transaction. The lekeach is the one who's getting all the hana, and memela he's taking enechanami. He's taking home the moicher's object, but the maisa he still has all the hana, and therefore he's like a shoyl who's chayav ba'onsin. As I learned the man in the Gemara, and on that the Gemara asks a kasha that l'chayu we see from our Mishnah, that if a person says that he's not going to be nena for many Yisrael, so he has to be lekech b'yoser u'moich b'pachos, we see that it's not so pashit that we always consider the lekech to having hana and the moich has no hana. And the Gemara zatz is rain that it's b'zvina charifa. He could sell it to anyone he wants. He could get rid of it very easily. And therefore, that's why Shmuel holds that it's kol hano shaloi. But ein echanami, if it would not be a zvina charifa, and then the person went and took it home to try it, the Gemara is coming out that Shmuel would take a hold that in such a case, he would not be chayiv bonds. The Gemara then goes on to bring a raya on Amud Beis, Tani Kavasa de Shmuel, Halakeach Kelim and Atagar, Lashagan the Beis Chomov. The Gemara brings down that if somebody takes Kelim to bring it to his future Shver, he wants to buy presents. V'omaloi, and he says to him, Mekablanai Samimani, if the Kala likes it and she keeps and she takes it, Ani Noisim Lachod Demeim, I'll pay you the money for it. V'im lav, ani noisim l'chol l'fi toivis hanosha behen. If not, so then I'll just pay you toivis hanosha for allowing me to take it. So it says, nensu b'halicha chayiv, b'chazar apata. So on the halicha is chayiv, the Gemara's understanding, because he's a shoyl kol hanosha loy. And b'chazara, he is his pata. B'pnei shu k'nois yisachar. He's avada considered a shem yisachar, because l'maisa, he did get some sort of hanah that maybe he could have had presents, so he's not a shemichino. But Lamaisa, he's Oishoil, and therefore, on the way back, he's only a Shemesach. What do you see from the Gemara? That you see from this Braisa, again, because Kol Anoshaloi, according to the way the Ran is explaining the Gemara, therefore Hitaka has a din of a Shoil, and we have a Raya to Shmuel that a Lekeach, at least when it's a Zvina Harifa, he could sell it easily, so the Moicha could just sell it to whoever he wants, and therefore the Lekeach is considered Kol Anoshaloi, and when he goes and takes the Chefetz, although the Chefetz still belongs to the Moicha, he's Chayiv Be'oinsin, because he has a regular din of a shoyl, like we say, kol hanoshalei. So what comes out over here is that the man is understanding the entire sugya over here, that we're talking about that it was taka kotz dome. Shmuel is taka talking about that he already had a price. Lemaisa, he now took it home, either to try it or to see if in Beis Chomov, if his kala is going to want these chafetzim, and the Mele, he has a din as a shayl because kol anoshalo. That's the chayra how we learn the sugi according to the Ran. However, in Masechtas Bab Metzia and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara also brings this brisa of lekeach kelim mibeis uman that is chayiv ba'oinsin b'hainu. The Braisa, the Shagman, the Beis Chomov, that if someone took it to show it to Shver, to Beis Chomov in Shver's house, that is Taka Chayev Ba'inson. Rashi over there on Daf Pei Aleph Amar Aleph has a whole different pshat in why is Chayev Ba'inson. And Rashi says that Kivon Shekotzat Simoy, Shekvar Kotzat Simoy, he set the price. And he made a kinyan meshicha on the chayfetz. In kain harehu lekucha ad sheyivada she'ena lekucha. Rashi learns that what's the pshat b'halicha is chayev be'oinsin, not because he has a din of a shoyl, but rather what happened. He decided he's buying a gift. He wasn't sure if b'beis chomov they're going to like it. So he went to the jewelry store, he picked out a ring, he bought it, he made a kinyan on it. He set a price on it. Navas. He put in a clause, he put in a tonight, that if Lu Yitzuri goes to Shver's house and they don't like it, so he has a right to back out. Zok Rashi, Ba'alicha is chayav ba'onsin, because we consider it a kinyan. He made a meshicha, he made a kinyan. There was a tonight that he could back out. Is Memela on the way there that the Tanai wasn't yet Niskayim Avada, he has a din of a regular Lekech, and therefore it's his Chefetz, so if something happens to it, Avada is Chayv, and he still owes the money, why not? Masha Enke, if he got there and they decided they don't want it, so now Taka, the Tanai was Niskayim, the Hainu, the Bittul Mekach was Niskayim. Im Kain, on the way back, he's just a Shomer. He's a Shomer Socher. And Mimela, that's why he'll be part of Moinsin, but Chayiv in Geneva Vaved. As I learned, Rashi the Sugya. The question is, L'chayra, that's Rashi over there in Bab Metzia. But L'chayra, it's very shver in our Gemara. Because if you're going to learn that this braisa of that the Gemara is bringing here, Tanya Kavose de Shmuel, is talking about that there's already a kinyan, so Imkain, you cannot bring any raya from our Mishnah whether Lekeach b'yoyser or Moicha b'pachas, who's considered nana and who's not considered nana. Because Bishlama, if you learn like the Ran, that the Yisoid is he's Chayiv Ba'oinsin Machmas Din Shoyl. So then, Enechanem, you could learn very simple that the reason why he's Chayiv in Unzer Gemara is because he is considered the only Nana. And then we could ask Asteria, if he's the Nana, so why in the Mishnah is it Mashma that none of them could be Nana? Masha Enkein, if you learn like Rashi, that the whole Yisoid is because he bought it, so you don't see anyone's a Nana. The reason why he's Chai Bachrais is because he owns the Chayfetz. And in Kain, Akorchach, from the Haschalas HaGemara, the Gemara is handling Shmuel, the Gemara named on Shmuel that it's Zichah some sort of art of Hano. In Kain, how could the Gemara bring Uriah from a Braisa that's not talking Bechal about Hano? And therefore, Lachari, it's very schwer, according to Rashi, Poshet, how to learn this Gemara. So the Shita Mekubesh says, over there in Bab Metzia, is Medayik from the Lashon Rashi, that even according to Rashi, that Rashi says that Yitaka have a din lekeach, Rashi says klar, because he was koitzes domov, kedei likach yisoid, that the yisoid is that he was koitzes domov. That's the yisoid. Shekivin shukfa koitzes imoy umoshchon l'shem mishicha, harehu lekucha ad shiyavada she'enu lekucha. So it's mavur from Rashi that this yisoid that he wants to say that it's considered already is only if it's koitzes domov, which is bad and very mistaven. Because if there's a price and he's being koined, but there's just a tanai, fine. But vivayt, there's no price I feel. So how do we know bechlal that this is ever going to come out? And memela, that's a davar pashit, zok the shita, that Rashi only said is din when there's a ksitza. Is memela vila zogin that when the Gemara over here says Shmuel's din, not like the Ran. The Ran understood that Shmuel was talking about where was katz dami. Zok there over here we're talking about where was loy katz dami. And the Medlef was like Katsdame, Avada he wasn't yet Koine. Why say he's taking it home to try it? Zok the Gemara, Vivayt, it's a Tara, it's a Zvina Harifa, he could sell it to whoever he wants. Im Kain, this that he's even letting him try it, that he's even patching with him, is Kule Ano Lulakeach. Is Mimela, he's Takachai Bainsimidin Shoyal, because Kolano Shaloi. Masha Im Kain, if Lu Yitzur, he already was Katsdame. In Kain, the Firashi, you don't even need any sort of hechuch. You don't need any sort of hechuch to be chayiv. Even if there's no ano mitzad lekeach, even if it's a zvina d'rami al ape, he can't sell it. Afapikain, once he was masking to buy it and he took it home, but tonight, avada the mechira with blib on mechira. Aye, in Kain. What's the Gemara bringing a raya to Shmuel? If we're saying that Shmuel only was talking about where it was loikots, and the Gemara by Mishagel the Beis Chomer, Rashi and Bab Metzia learns was talking about kots and it's Taka Kinyan. So what's the raya? So he wants to say that Ein Hachanami that. The Gemara, Rashi understood the Braisa, that the Braisa is talking about in all cases. Saifa was Kotz, Saifa was Loikotz. And Mimela, since the Braisa is Mashma B'chaloifin, whether it was Kotz, whether it wasn't Kotz, he's Chayiv B'halicha, so Mimela, the Gemara could bring a Raya to Shmuel, because not only is the Braisa talking about what was Kotz, and therefore he was Takakoina, the Braisa says that in all I find him, he's Chayiv B'halicha, Mashma, even if he was Loikotz, and therefore the Gemara had it right. As I zogt, the shita to answer unzer Gemara according to Rashi. Akaponim, we have a tremendous machlokes rishonim in a pretty common case. Anytime somebody goes and buys a chefetz, tells the store owner, I'm taking it home, I'm paying you, either he made up a price or whatever it is, he takes a piece of jewelry, he takes leichter, he takes it home and he says, I want to show it to my wife, make sure she approves. And then, if yeah, I'm going to bring it back. What din does he have? According to Rashi, he was kind of the chefetz right then and there. He took it home, there was a meshicha. Vivayt, he likes it, he's going to bring it home. Either they're going to bill his credit card, whatever he's going to do. Finished. The chefetz is already his. According to the Ran, no. Avada chayfitz is not his. Navas. Vivait, it's a zvina charifa. So im kain, there could be a din of kala noshaloi. Meaning, if it's a situation where the fellow can't bring in enough jewelry, he's selling out faster than he can go. So im kain, have a din of a shay. But if it's a situation where every piece that he sells, he could always get more. So fakert. Ba'atzem, you're both doing a favor for each other. You're getting the jewelry and he's getting the money. Im kain, it's not as vina charifa. And the charifa, if that's the case, then according to the Ran, he would not be mischayev be'oinsim. The Drisha in Simin Reish wants to say another nafkimina between the two, which is also the charifa poshta nafkimina. Shaila is, who can be matnashit? This chayfetz, in this situation, who has the yicholus to be makdish this chayfetz? According to Rashi, Ba'etzim he sold it. There's a tenai. But Ba'etzim it belongs to the lekeach. And therefore, if the lekeach is makdish it, he's talking it's a good hektish. If the moichu is makdish it, moichu has no right to be makdish at chayfetz once it loses rishus, it's not his anymore. Vashenkin, according to the Ran, punkfaker. It's still the moichu's. The moichu would have a right to be makdish it. However, the lekeach, although he has a din of a shoyl and it's called anos shaloi, but lemaisa the etzem chevitz alein does not belong to him, and therefore he would not be able to be makdashit. A third nafkimina is brought down in Sefer Mishpat Shalom in Choshim Mishpat Simin Kufa involved in Hashem, and he wants to say that the nafkimina is, if you say that the chevitz belongs to him, so havada he'll be chayy b'chaloifin. If you say he only has a din shoyl, so in Simen Shin Mem Vav it's mevur that a shoyl is potter the bailav imoy, meaning if the bailam is there together with the shoyl, the halacha is the shoyl is potter, the bailam is working for the shoyl, so memela, excuse me, if the shoyl is working for the bailam, so memela, if the Bailam is working for the Shoyl, so Memela come to Chais, that if you say that he's a Shoyl, so Taka be Chayiv, it'll Taka be Potter by Bailavim. Masha'enkein, if you say that it's not the Shoyl, that he's Taka owns it, so then even if it'll be Bailavim, the halacha would be that he would be Chayiv. Halacha lemaisa Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Pei Vav Sif Aleph, just brings the din down very simply, that if a person brings something Lahavi the Beis Chamav, so we say that he's Chayav Ba'Oinsin, he doesn't go into if the Vardis Kalan Oshaloi, if the Vardis is Lakuach, the Sma, the Maisa, says Beferish and Sifkot and Beis, that it's Kimoy Shalokhan, and therefore Pashtus is Mashma, that the Sma is naming on for Dava Pashit, that it's already his. And therefore, Daf Ois Kumen in the three nafkaminis, that there is no dinner by the Vimoy, the Lekeach, the person who's buying it, would be able already to be Makdashit, and in all I found him, even if it's not a Zavina Charifa, he would still be Chayiv Bachrais.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.